We were not made for isolation. I think these past several weeks have shown that we were not made to be separated from each other artificially, to treat each other as just walking petri dishes, threats to our health and safety. There's something fundamentally inhuman about that, but what is it? Well, we were created in the image and likeness of a God who is communion. And so for us to have some kind of barriers to that communion with each other, it just doesn't sit well with us. Now, many of us, we might be thinking like, no, trust me, the people that I was living with, I would much rather be alone. But we buy into that lie very often. This lie that was put into words so well by the French philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre. He, in a play that he had written, had this famous line where he said, "Hell is other people." And sometimes we buy into that. We think, yeah, I don't need anybody else. In fact, everybody in my life, those are the sources of my problems. If only they stop bothering me. If only they stop making demands on me. If only I could just be alone, disconnected, I'd be a saint. No, you wouldn't. Because in isolation, we're weak. The devil's strategy is a pretty smart one of divide and conquer. Set us against each other. Make us think that other people are the problem. And if there's one silver lining to all of this forced quarantine, all of that frustration, is that we realize virtual presence isn't enough. We realize that not being able to be together is something fundamentally inhuman. And what's it rooted in? The fact that the God in whose image and likeness we were created is a communion of persons. Right? That he's not just some impersonal force out there holding the universe in existence but not caring. No, he's personal. But he's not just this one person, just some bearded guy sitting on the clouds and judging us all the time. No, he is a communion, a family of three persons. And that makes sense when we read in Scripture that God is love. Because if God is love, there has to be action. Because love is an action. For there to be love, there has to be somebody who's doing the loving, right? There has to be a lover. But you don't just love in general. No, you love specifically. You love something or you love someone. And so there has to be a beloved. But then if that love is real, then it needs to be so real that it's a third thing. And if it's really powerful, it's a third person. And so that's what we have in the Holy Trinity, that we have God the Father loving God the Son, and the love between them is the very Holy Spirit. You might think that's kind of weird, that's mysterious, I don't know if I can get it. Guess what? You're a product of it. And you're a product of the human icon of this Trinitarian love. Right? So embedded into our very existence is the fact that man loves wife. And that love between them is so strong, so powerful, so beautiful, that 9 months later you have to give it a name. Right? The human family is the living icon of the Blessed Trinity, and there it gives us a secret into the very fabric of our being. That we were made to be together. We were made for communion. Hell is not other people. Hell is just the opposite. It's that turning in on oneself and away from anybody else. It's that self-isolation that turns into self-loathing like that. But heaven is communion. Heaven is to plug into that eternal family of love that is the Trinity. That continual outpouring of the Father giving himself to the Son giving himself to the Father, and then that gift between them being the love that is the Holy Spirit. That's what we plug into, and that's what we are called to imitate and reflect in our own lives. And there's a beauty to the fact that the persons of the Trinity are different. Right? The Father is not the Son, is not the Spirit. It's in that diversity that there's that beautiful communion. Well, it's the same with us. If we've ever bought into the lie of I can't have communion with that person because they're different, because they think differently, they look differently, Because maybe there are things about them that I don't like, and so I can't have communion with them. I have to keep them at an arm's length. I have to maybe subtly hate them. And you don't know what it is to be a Christian. But also you don't know what it is to be a human. Because we were made for communion. This unity in the very beauty of the differences. That's what the Trinity is, and that's what we're called to be. Is to be able to look at anybody and say, I'm called to selfless communion with you. I am called to love you as the Father loves the Son. I am called to have between you and me that love that is the Holy Spirit. It starts with our families, but then it moves on from there. And it's the exact cure that the world is in desperate need of, that our families are in desperate need of. And so this week, I pray that we can imitate the Trinity in our lives. That in the midst of the differences, we can have a deep communion, a communion rooted in selfless love.